Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Thursday, June 6th, 2024. And remember, the trend is your friend, and we're giving you trends in the news. So here's the big trend. Hey, remember a couple of years ago when we were fighting the COVID war? Don't forget to sanitize your hands, especially before you jerk off. Remember the fucking crap they were selling? Hey, how about selling all these masks? Get into the mask business. Yeah. Oh, you know, can't read the box? Too stupid? Nope. We just follow orders from scumbags. We're the gutless masses. Oh, here we go. These masks do not eliminate exposure to the risk of any disease or infection. But put them on anyway. And you better put them on when you get in an airplane. But you can take them off when you're eating and drinking. Because COVID knows when you're eating and drinking. And stand 6 feet apart. Oh, you see the bullshit? Fauci made up that crap? No fucking shit. But anyway, it's a shit show. You know why? Right here in a toilet paper erected. Liberals making Mondays Stuart and Maddow time. Liberal television viewers have new mantra, TGIM. Monday nights have suddenly broken out in the Nielsen ratings and the national relevance because of a rare confluence. Two TV superstars, a fucking comedian and an arrogant clown. Superstars! Super stupid! Anyway, Jon Stewart, The Daily Show, yep. And Miss Maddow's Monday program is far and away the highest rated hour on MSNBC. Yep. And for Democrats anxious about close elections, Miss Maddow and Mr. Stewart represent a particular kind of comfort. Seasoned partisan warriors who have led viewers through past convulsions in the political arena. How's that for fucking stupid? Yeah. Partisan warriors. Suck up to the shit that I believe. I'm a warrior for the Democrats. I'm a warrior for the Repulsivekins. I can't think for myself. I believe in the crime syndicates who rob our money and give it to the warmongers. No, they give it to the big banks who go bust, only $29 trillion, while they foreclose on your house. And to speak about fucking bullshit and the toilet paper a record while you pay $4 a day to read this shit. And the Trends Journal only costs you $2.56 a week. So subscribe to the Trends Journal, get history before it happens. And I'm just mentioning this to you to show how fucking delusional everything is, because liberals making Monday Stewart and Maddow time. A liberal willing to respect or accept behavior or opinions different from one's own, open to new ideas. Relating to or denoting a political and social philosophy that promotes individual rights. Fuck you! Fuck you! I'm a liberal! I'm Gavin Gatsu-Newsom! Shut down your business! Oh no, I'm Witless Whitmere! Hey, how about that Hogan hand job over there in Maryland? Oh, I forgot the other prick over there in Jersey. Oh, how about Andy Cuomo? They call these cocksuckers, and I can't say the other word, liberals. They're not liberals. They don't promote individual rights, civil liberties, democracy, and free enterprise. Capish? Yep. Lying little pieces of shit. And on to the economic news. Hey, gold. What's one of your top trends for 2024? Golden year for gold. Golden days. Gold today was $2,376 an ounce. Yep. Gold is up over $300, $350 an ounce since we made that forecast. So you subscribe to the Trends Journal. We don't tell you what to do. There are no advertisers in the Trends Journal. Over 200 pages this week, and that's about average. You read what you want. You can listen to it, and it's in different languages, just so you know. Oil. Oil prices went up a bit, but they're still low. And they're going to do everything to drop them down in the run-up to the presidential reality show in November. But the Middle East war and the Ukraine war are both going to heat up, and that could drive oil prices up very high. And then you got silver. Silver's now $31.27 an ounce. Both are going to keep going up. Vietnam and Mexico win it as China dodges Washington tariffs. This is from the Financial Times. Chinese businesses are investing in more countries in Vietnam and Mexico, and so are European and American companies. Investing in Vietnam. I grew up during the Vietnam War. Those dirty commies. If we don't stop them, those dominoes will keep falling. And before you know it, they'll hit the shores of California. Not making that shit up. And again, I was stupid enough to swallow that crap. I voted for Richard Nixon in 1968. And I was totally believe the war. I used to want to go get killed. That's why I got drifted from it. It's unlike these two pricks, these arrogant fucks, Trump and Biden, who love fucking war, both draft dodgers. But anyway, going back to this. Hey, wait a minute. They're still a communist country. How come we're doing business with them? Oh, you mean we're only importing? That's our number two importer of clothing and shoes? That shows you the fucking bullshit that's only about the bottom line. As long as you use that cheap labor over there, we don't care if they're commies. We don't care who the fuck they are. As long as the big corporations can make more money. It's America. AMERIKA USSA, United Soviet States of America. And what else do we have here? Australian economy on brink of recession. Yep. No shit. Remember that zero COVID policy? Hey, and all those zero interest rate policies where they artificially propped up the thing? We're mentioning this because that's the game around the world. They artificially propped up everything. And the big bust is coming, dragflation. I know, take it easy. Oh, I remember when gay used to mean happy. Oh, no, now it's pride. You know, I don't give a fuck what you like, what you want to do. Don't try to shove it down my throat as you're shoving it up somebody else's you know what. So take it easy. So what do we have here? Growth in March quarter was just 0.1%, falling below the already low expectation of 0.2%. Growth for the year was just 1.1%, the lowest since the start of the COVID war. Excluding the war, COVID war, growth in the past year was the lowest in 33 years. And all you Aussies over there, you got a bunch of fucking cocksuckers, and I can't say the other word, fucking your life up like in most of the world, because it's the cover of one of your past trends journals. Duh. Democracy. Capisce? Here's the cover. Yep. Democracy. An idiot's delight. And a country near you. Let's see. Oh, Canada lowered their interest rates. No surprise. We said they would. And today, the ECB lowered their interest rates. Only 25 basis points, both of them. But it's the beginning of the down. And that's why you're seeing gold going up. And tomorrow they're waiting for the employment numbers in the USSA to see what's going on. But remember, the employee numbers are low-paying jobs in the social service sector and in the service sector, restaurants, retail. So these aren't high-paying jobs. So we'll see tomorrow. As I said, the whole fucking thing is coming down because here, tiny little article. Look at this tiny little thing. Global public debt hit $97 trillion, United Nations. $97 trillion. We're going to go through a crisis the likes of which we've never seen before because, again, We're the only ones talking about it as banks are going to go bust. It's starting to downgrade one bank after another, hardly being reported on. But here's your cover, your trends journal, and that's one of our top trends for 2024. Again, listen, we're getting shadow banned, blacklisted from the mainstream media. So the more people we have, the more we get the word out for life, liberty, and a pursuit of happiness. And so you subscribe, you're not only helping us, you're really helping yourself. Again, the data proves it. So go to trendsjournal.com to subscribe and hit the subscribe button here so you make sure you get this because we're getting shadow banned. And pass the word, please. Campbell's Soup Flakes, slow down and snacks. I mean, people eating less shit because they can't afford it. That should be the headline because Bed and Body Works predicts profit downturn. Okay? Dragflation. The economy is going to drag down. Inflation is going to stay high. And again, they're going to lower interest rates. The lower interest rates go, the deeper the dollar falls, it'll be the beginning of the death of the dollar, and gold prices will spike. Again, we don't give financial advice. Think for yourself. Lots stay empty as apartment boom fades. Article in the trend in the Wall Street Journal. Not a peep about the banking bust, about all the delinquencies that are going to be coming up in the commercial real estate sector. You're looking at in the commercial real estate sector, you ready? $4 trillion over the next 2.5 years. So now to the next 2.5 years. But again, don't worry about it because the world's really rich are getting richer again, including Canadians. This is from Financial Post today in Canada. The wealth of the world's rich is hitting record levels. Yep. Goes back to your recent Trends Journal cover about Slavelandia. The rich are getting richer, and we, the plantation workers of Slavelandia, are nothing more than serfs of robber barons 2.0. The hedge funds, private equity groups, venture capitalists. And let's see. Bloomberg. Majority of middle-class Americans say they struggle financially. No shit. Hey, but the equity markets are way up. How about that GameStop? Yeah, like that makes a fucking difference in the real world, but that's what they publicize. In a large poll, 65% of people who earn more than 200% of the federal poverty level, you know what the poverty level is in the United States for family of four? Probably an annual income. Wait a minute, excuse me. A sizable share of higher income Americans also feel financially insecure. The survey shows that a quarter of people making over five times the federal poverty level, an annual income of more than $150,000 for a family of four, worry about paying their bills. 65% of the people who earn more than 200% of the federal poverty level. You know what the federal poverty? That's at least $60,000 for a family of four. That's considered middle class. $60,000 for a family of four. That ain't middle class. It's just about making it. What else we got here? Very important. JP Morgan joins effort to use AI in making investment decisions. This is really big. The equity markets are going to be AI'd. There's no question about it. That means they're going to be even more rigged than they are now. So get ready for it. AI employees hesitate to speak up because they're afraid. And they're saying how AI is taking over the world. But again, it's one of your top trends for 2024. And great book by Joe Duran. You get it on Amazon. He writes our technocracy section each week. We have a huge technocracy section. We called it the synthetic devolution, one of our top trends. I said to him, I said, Joe, we spelt it wrong. It's synthetic devolution, D-E-V-I-L, because that's what's happening. So get this, a great book. He has others there you can see on AI because this is where it's going. And again, as I said, the rich are getting richer. Everybody else is getting poorer. German software provider SAP to acquire Israel's WalkMe deal worth $1.5 billion. Databricks to buy data management start, and one after another. Blackstone seals Vistry UK rental deal. Oh, Blackstone. Oh, yeah, the private equity groups, venture capitalists, hedge funds. Yeah, yeah. Isn't that nice? Blackstone owns all these. They're buying up homes after home after home and renting them out because the plantation workers of slave land, you can't afford them. And this began with the 2008 crash, the panic of 08, the domain name we took out in 2007. When they foreclosed on everybody or home that they couldn't afford, and these people bought them up for nothing. And now they rent them out because people can't afford to buy their own. That is the world today, unfortunately. What else we got here? Ah, war on Gaza. This is from Middle East Eye. An Israeli strike on a UN-run school killed scores of people in a refugee camp in central Gaza on Thursday. At least 40 people were killed, including 9 women, 14 children. Nearly 100 others were wounded.
Oh, Hamas was hiding there. Hamas was there. Could you imagine if these were Jewish people getting slaughtered like this? Oh, my God, how terrible. Hey, they're only Palestinians. They don't count. Because Netanyahu, Israel prepared for very intense war with Lebanon. We warned you about this. We've been writing about it. It's in your Trends Journal. They're going to keep escalating the war. This is the bullshit that you get from the mainstream media. This is the toilet paper record. Again, $4, $6 on the weekend. Biden pushes Israel's leader into a corner. Netanyahu must back allies or his far right. For months, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel has refused to offer a timeline on ending the war against Hamas in Gaza. Blah, 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 blah. Goes on. No, Biden doesn't push Israel's leader into a corner. He rolls out the red carpet. It's your cover of this week's magazine. Bullshit Biden, Rafa red line. Nothing more than a red carpet for Netanyahu. And now that red carpet could extend all the way to Congress because that little scumbag playing the Democratic majority leader of fucking shitheads, Republican head, Republican, Democrat, Greenberg, iceberg, what's the fucking difference? None. All shitheads. They're inviting Netanyahu there. U.S. accuses Netanyahu of prolonging war, but keep, this is Financial Times, but keep sending more weapons to kill, slaughter innocent people. Here's an article in the toilet paper. Israel in secret tried to sway U.S. Israeli organized and paid for an influence campaign last year targeting U.S. lawmakers and the American public with pro-Israel messaging. You got it right there. Right there. So don't subscribe to the Trends Journal. Listen to Maddow crap. Yeah. I tell you the story. I used to be on with Tucker Carlson years ago when he was with MSNBC. And I go on one night and there's this woman before me. And he says goodbye to her. Hey, Gerald. Hey, I'm saying, good. I said, who was she? I said, that person's insufferable. I said, oh, her name is Rachel Maddow and they're grooming her. This is back in the mid-2000s. Yeah. No power, no water, and no shelter. Life about as bad as you can imagine. Yep. But they don't show how bad it is in the toilet paper record, but they show how bad it is in Ukraine. Some Israelis, they want to keep stealing land. Religious right calls for resettle Gaza and a complete defeat of Hamas. And they're saying that they marched, the marches. This is they marched yesterday in celebration of the Six-Day War in 1967 when they stole all the land. That's against the Geneva Convention, Article 242 of the United Nations. Settlers, and not settlers, they're land stealers. They go, the marchers waved Israeli flags alongside those religious seminaries and in support of Donald Trump, some chanting, death to Arabs. while others call for tearing down the Al-Aqsa Mosque in the heart of the city. Isn't that great? Could you imagine if they were yelling out death to Jews? Oh, how terrible. Yeah, that'd be terrible. But this isn't terrible. How come this isn't big news? Because, goes back to the other article, Israel in secret. Yeah, they own the media. Capish? And then on to the Ukraine war. Putin says Moscow could target countries arming Ukraine against Russia. No shit. It's not a proxy war. They're all out against war. And now Macron, the little katzon, with a pecker about that size and his fake fucking hair, sending more jet fighters there to go attack Russia. And the Kremlin said on Thursday that Western nations, which supply Ukraine with weapons to strike Russian territory, will have to reckon with Russia. Yep. Quote, "We're thinking that if someone thinks it is possible to supply such weapons to a war zone in order to strike at our territory and create problems for us, then why do we not have the right to supply our weapons of the same class to those regions of the world where there will be strikes on sensitive facilities of those countries that are doing this to Russia?" Putin said. No, only the United States and Israel could bomb, and NATO could bomb whoever the fuck they want. You have no right to, you're a militant if you try to protect yourself. Oh, Italy pledges to supply Ukraine with second missile defense system. Great. Ukraine power generation cut off by more than half. This is Financial Times. Russia has knocked out or captured more than a half of Ukraine's power generation. They're going to keep ramping up this war. Yep. Yep. Now, I want to show you why you subscribe to the Trends Journal and you don't believe the bullshit. This is January 11th, 2023. Putin loses it in taped meeting with Russian officials. After months of setbacks on the battlefield in Ukraine, Russia's Vladimir Putin is apparently now left to demonstrate. All right. No, they didn't lose. They got over 20% of the story. This is from the Daily Beast. How about this one? From Current Time. Russia taking incredible losses in Ukraine. It's a senior U.S. Department official. Oh, that was in March of 2022. Russia has 20% of the prop of Ukraine that they got. Guess you were wrong. This is very important. Former Russia commander in Ukraine says Putin could be overthrown. But that was by Business Insider. How about Outsider? That was May of 2023. How about Vladimir Zelensky says Ukraine counteroffensive is gaining pace? Oh, this was from the Financial Times last July. Look at your cover of your Trends Journal. Don't count on counteroffensive. Why believe us? Believe Zelensky. Oh, yeah, played the piano with his penis. We couldn't do that. He got his beat. I'm mentioning this to you because this is the propaganda that they keep selling. Zelensky, we will be able to do what previous generations failed to do. Yep. Celebrate. During such a brutal war in its 6 month after 8 years of war in Donbass, we will celebrate despite everything because Ukrainians cannot be broken. Yep, that's Zelensky. Celebrate. Celebrate. Russia taking incredible losses in Ukraine. Yep, one after another. Putin will be gone. U.S. says Ukraine has sufficient supplies for counteroffensive. Oh, yeah. Well, that was Lloyd Austin said that. Ready for this? This is from Euronews. February 21st, 2023. Ukraine war. Kyiv could gain the upper hand in 2023, says U.S. think tank. How about stink tank? Who's the stink tank? Oh, the Institute for the Study of War. How about the Institute for the Study of...
Oh, come on now. That ain't even bullshit. That's horseshit.
It's horseshit. So that's where we're at, and it's going to get worse. Check out the video I did with Judge Napolitano yesterday. And again, we're planning a big peace rally up here at the Four Corners of Freedom in Kingston in September. Looks like the September 28th so far. And Judge Napolitano will be one of the speakers. So thanks for tuning in. Please do what you can to support us, because we're doing everything we can to support you. Look what they're doing to Alex Jones, trying to get him off the air. A conspiracy theorist. Oh, yeah, he doesn't swallow all this shit that they keep shoving down everybody's mouth. And they're going to do the same to us. Look what they did to Scott Ritter, taking him off the airplane because he was going to a economic conference in Moscow, in St. Petersburg, excuse me, on Monday, and seize his passport. So if we don't unite for peace, we're going to die in war. Again, Putin's saying it, and Macron and all the rest are doing it. So donate to Occupy Peace. Please do what you can. We need, if the billionaires donated, look what they did, that article, I didn't go into details about what they did with the Israeli, putting all this dough in there, selling propaganda. Could you imagine if we had billions of dollars of peace? We'd have peace on earth. So there are billions of us that want peace. So please do what you can to help us, because we're doing everything we can to help you. Thank you.